Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Toast and Jam, I am. Thank you, ma'am, for Toast and Jam from the 1047 studios. Toast and Jam is back for another weekly podcast, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And another guy that's with us, well, by the way, I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast, and here's the other half, award-winning sports writer Paul McDonald. That's North Dakota award-winning sports writer, by
Darn
the way.
Darn right, man.
Yeah. Paul McDonald, or better known as Jam.
Good morning.
And a good morning to you.
How are you on this fabulous morning?
Hey, we're stretching that fallout. I like it.
I do, too.
I've still got to build a, well, I'm not building it, but we need a shed, a storage shed in my in my new place.
Right.
And the company that's doing it, they come out and do it right there, and they do it in one day. And it's coming up on Thursday, so I'm hoping for weather to extend at least to the weekend.
I think there's rain coming tomorrow, I believe it is.
But not much.
Not much, no.
We're going to miss that.
Rain.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to miss most of that, I guess.
Yeah. How was the new digs? How are the new digs
really
going?
Good. I like the no
like
steps.
Being a Minnesota native, Minnesota person right now.
Yeah. The election was kind of tough.
Anyway.
Okay. We said we'd never talk politics, right?
Right.
Okay. Toast and Jam is sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard, and our trivia sponsor, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent, and the man behind the scenes. Our outstanding executive producer, Eric Kringley. He makes us sound really, really good.
And I awarded him with how good he makes us sound. I gave him an early Christmas present last week.
You did?
I did.
Nice. That's nice of you.
Well, you know, every once in a while.
Did you sign a Toast and Jam? Or?
No, I gave him an autographed book written by Dwight Evans, the right fielder from the Red Sox.
Yes. He wrote a book.
He can write.
When are we going to write a book?
Wow.
I mean, you do a lot of writing.
I do. We could have a ghostwriter. We could have someone that could write well.
Tony Bender.
Could write a book for us.
And he's a radio guy, too, so.
Wow. That'd be an interesting read.
That would be.
Anyway.
By the way, thank you, Eric, for all you do. Well, the Dakota Bowl. That's the topic this weekend.
It is.
Dakota Bowl 32.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like 32 years already.
Now, did I tell you how that got named?
You did not tell me, and I don't know.
You're looking at him.
You did it?
I named the Dakota Bowl.
You didn't.
And it's actually, if I have it.
You have a patent on that?
I wish. If you go into the North Dakota High School Activity Association office.
Okay.
You walk in and over off to the right before you go into the main conference room where they have their meetings. Mm-hmm. There is a framed program from that 1992, the first one. And I have one at home somewhere. Inside there, it says, one night at Dakota Field at halftime, Ed Lockwood, who at the time was the athletic director of Fargo South.
Right.
And that's when North South had their own athletic directors. And Ed Lockwood was at Fargo South. He and I were talking at halftime of a football game. Talking about the new Dakota, the new state championship game that was going to be coming up here with the new, with the Fargo Dome. And, you know, Prep Bowl was what was in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That was 10 years old at the time. And I said, well, why don't you just call it the Dakota Bowl?
There it is.
And it's in that program, if anybody can see it, in that program it says Dakota Bowl was named by WDAY, because I was working at WDAY at the time. WDAY's Paul McDonald and Ed Lockwood.
That's off to you. I did not know that. Little trivia for you.
There you go. There's your trivia question. Yeah. We're going to give you the answer.
Dakota Bowl 32, the schedule, of course, coming up on Friday at the Fargo Dome. They used to switch back and forth. Alaris has had.
They did it there for a few years.
Yeah.
They went back and forth. After the Alaris Center was built, they went back and forth, but now they're just.
Because I remember the Highlanders in 2008.
Against Watford City.
Watford City. That was in the Alaris.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's run down the games, and maybe you can pick a few here.
Sure.
Division A will play at 9:10 a.m. in the Dome on Friday. Division A, state championship, 11A.
Mm-hmm.
That is?
Kindred and Velva Drake Animus Garrison, I believe.
Velva's always in this thing, aren't they?
Kindred won the state championship 2 years ago.
Okay.
Velb, I think, won it a year before that, maybe. But
okay, and Kindred goes up next year?
And Kindred will be bumping up, so they're going to go out with a bang.
You're going to pick them?
I'm picking Kindred.
Kindred? Okay. Yeah. Nine-man state championship. That'll be Lemoore. Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Against New Rockford.
Cheyenne, Maddox.
Both high-scoring offenses.
I looked it up. In the 11 games that these two teams have played, they have both scored 665 points. They've scored the exact same number of points.
You're kidding.
They've scored the exact same number of points in their 11 games.
Mm.
My prediction.
Yeah, how are you going to go on this one?
Lemoore, 37-35.
That low.
It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be a defensive battle.
Okay. Usually they score about 50, 60, 70 points.
Yeah.
Division AA state championship, and that's kind of where we feel a little more comfortable. But, again, that's Horace and
Red River.
How did they play during the year, or did they?
Red River?
Yeah.
Well, they went 11-0, but.
Yeah. No, I mean.
They did not play each other. I don't think they met during the regular season.
Right. Okay, so Horace and Red River, you're going to go with Red River?
We're talking about it.
Okay.
And this is the first state championship game for Red River since
and
1987.
Horace. Okay. And Horace.
Horace ever.
Initially. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up to see if they played this year.
Okay.
Because I have, I actually remember to bring my phone in because that's my, you know. That's my go-to thing.
Okay, so I forgot to mention, nine-man state championship is 20 minutes after the Division A final, and then double A is 20 minutes after the nine-man final, and then the triple A, which we'll talk about here in just a few moments, triple A state championship at 6:40, so we can get people out of there at a decent time.
At a decent hour.
They did not meet this year. What's that?
They did not play this year.
That's Horace and Red River. So they meet first time, state championship. And you're going with?
Red River.
Red River?
I'm going to pick Red River.
Okay. Division AAA state championship, Fargo Schools, Cheyenne and Davies.
I take that back.
Did they play?
They did play.
Okay.
They played at Cushman Field back on October 17th, 13-7. Red River won.
Hmm. Still going with Red River? Okay. AAA, again, Fargo championship. Oh, did we do that? Didn't mean to. I didn't get much sleep last night. Division AAA state championship, again, that's at 6:40 on Friday evening.
Cheyenne Davies.
I'm going to go with Cheyenne. They played, and I think Davies won it 3-0.
I think you're right. And this will be the first state championship for Davies in football.
Well, my brother-in-law, Paul, you know Paul, the other Paul.
I do.
Yeah, he's a bus driver for West Fargo Public Schools, and he knows a lot of the kids for Cheyenne.
You
know, he's been bussing them around, and I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, it was a 3-0
3-0 game.
The only loss that I believe Cheyenne had this year.
Wow. Well, there it is.
Our only loss that Davies had this year.
Okay.
Yeah, Cheyenne won 3-0.
Okay. And there it is, Dakota Bowl 32. This Friday, Fargo Dome. Todd Olson, by the way, Fargo Public Schools Athletic Director, is the tournament manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Way to go, Todd. Todd's a Cavalier boy.
Yes, he is.
Got a lot of Cavalier guys.
Yeah. We got one here.
Yeah, got one here. Rob Hunt. Lockwa.
Steve Lockwa, his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had some good teams back then.
They were okay.
Yeah, they won a few state championships. Yeah,
they're good wrestling teams, too.
Yes. Well, we're wrapping up the fall sports season. Let's talk some local sports. Let's start with VCSU. Football team, a tough one again.
They threw the ball around the yard, though.
Okay.
Noah Chambers, 352 yards passing, was 22-38.
Not a bad day.
Not a bad day. They had over 400 yards, 428 yards total offense. About 428. So they, but they just couldn't stop anybody. And losing 42-24, I believe, was the final.
Yeah.
And
the Blue Hawks
to Dickinson State. So now they play University of Jamestown Saturday, season finale for both.
last paint bucket.
Mm-hmm. It is. You are correct,
the sir. Last paint bucket. Got to have it.
Yep. We got to keep that here.
Let's go, guys.
Got a place for it, too.
Let's go, Vikes. Let's see, volleyball.
Volleyball. They'll play on Friday. They're in Bellevue, Nebraska, in the semifinals of the North Star Tournament. They defeated Dickinson State here this past Friday at home to advance. So they'll take on the top team, Bellevue, on Friday, 7 o'clock down there.
Okay.
And
so Jamestown is 2?
Jamestown is 2, correct.
Okay.
Cross country, they had their conference championships last week, and
right here,
not here at the newspaper. It would have been a little crowded, but this was
we don't have a track.
We don't have a track. No, we run a lot, but we don't have a track. and Carly Just and Jasmine Barnes qualified for the nationals from VCSU.
Very nice.
So they're going to be in Columbia, Missouri, November 22nd at the NAIA National Cross Country.
And the round ballers, how are they doing?
Round ballers still unblemished, 5-0. The men went down to Dakota Wesleyan and came up winners.
That's a nice win.
Women are 4-1. They actually play tonight at Dakota Wesleyan. The Valley City State women take on. Of course, Dakota Wesleyan has Tessa Olson, the former Highliner that is playing for them, the freshman, getting some playing time.
Good.
And had a pretty good stat line here the other night. 8 points, 5 boards, a couple of steals here in a win for the Tigers.
Not bad
for a
freshman.
They're one of the best programs in the country
in
NAI.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be tonight. And Vanessa Johnson, 4-1 this year, and now picked up her 100th win when they defeated Morris here the other day.
Nice. Let's go to the Highliners.
The Highliners.
Highliners. Of course, volleyball.
Volleyball.
Got the play-in game.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, play that was a hair.
That was a little
hairy one.
That was a little hair raising, but hey, give credit to the Highliners. Down 2-1, had a 9-1 run in the fourth set to win that one, and then tied 6-6, and then went on a 8 point run, and won in the fifth set. So now they will be at Fargo Davies tonight to take on the Eagles in the semifinals. Lose, they go to Red River, because Red River takes on West Fargo Cheyenne in the other quarterfinal, and then they would go to Red River on Thursday, and if they can beat Red River and play for a state qualifier, that would be Saturday at West Fargo Cheyenne.
Gotcha. Well, good luck to them.
Yes.
That's about it, right?
Well, that is,
for now.
Sports is wrapped up for the Highliners. If you're looking for other activities, Student Congress, they were at their state meet last weekend, and I'm going to chat with Carter Haas. We'll see how things went for the Highliners there. Fall play is coming up this week, so you're going to want to check that out, as the fall play is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls,
is the fall play. Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But that's what's going on for Highliner activities right now. Basketball starts on today's what, the 12th?
Today's the 12th.
I want to say next week.
Okay.
It's girls basketball, boys basketball will start practice.
All right. Let's switch gears a little bit. Regional scene.
Mm-hmm.
How about your take, or are there any more changes in the North Dakota high school football landscape for next year? I mean, we talked about that earlier. Before we went on the air, there is an easy fix. And I think a lot of people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we did the basketball 3-class system last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
It was great.
I think and there's a lot of people that would say, hey, it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just do the football thing with the basketball and volleyball?
Well, volleyball will be next
year. Next year, yeah. Why can't we do that? What? I know there's some upper-class teams that would cry a little bit because they have to play the bigger schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting closer and closer to remembering the North Star Conference. We're getting closer and closer to that, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these so-called bigger Class A schools don't want to compete with the other Class A schools in the upper division.
Yeah.
When I say Class A.
Ones.
Yeah. So I don't know what you do there, but I think right now you have to go back to. I would go back to the 3-class where you're not going to be switching every year.
No, just you're locked in.
You're locked in.
Yeah, none of this 2 years, and then you do either go up or down. Or
how do you create a history or rivalries when you're switching all the time?
Right.
And the AA back, what, 10, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
was a good fix.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Kindreds, Central Cass, Valley, Wahpeton, Devil's yep. Lake, Grafton.
Hillsboro Central Valley was in there with us.
Yeah, Carrington. Yep.
Carrington.
Well, hopefully we can come up with something. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And I would imagine they'll be talking about that this weekend at the Dome when you get all the coaches getting
together. They'll have a meeting.
Yeah.
They'll have a meeting about it, yes.
How about NDSU? What's the inside track? You got any insides on this, the Big Sky Conference? I think that's where they're
looking at
it.
Yeah.
Now that's the upper division.
It's FCS still.
Yeah,
FCS. It's the same one that they're in right now.
Oh, it is. No, I thought they were moving up.
Well, see the Big Sky.
Wyoming.
Oh, see now I have a different Big Sky in mind.
Okay. No, this is Wyoming.
Okay, then you're talking the Big West.
Boise State.
Okay, that is the FBS.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I misspoke there. It was not. It's not the Big Sky.
It's the Big West, I think.
Big West.
Yeah, because the Big Sky, that's the Montana school.
Right. Right.
But no, the Big West is Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I think Utah, mm-hmm. or maybe Utah State. Utah State.
No. Utah is in the Big 12.
Big 12.
Yep. I think it's Utah State.
I think San Diego State is might
San Diego
be in that group.
State, Fresno State.
Yep.
Those schools, Boise State.
There'll be some travel.
Be a lot of travel, and the money is, and you're going to have more scholarships.
Right. But I was under the impression that if they wanted to go FBS, or in my book, F-B-S.
I like it that way.
That they were going to have to do something with the Fargo Dome.
No, I guess they don't anymore.
They don't.
That used to be.
Okay.
I don't think it is anymore.
Because it's what, 19,000? I think is what it holds.
20 if they're hanging on the rafters.
Right. They're dangling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Standing room only.
Yeah, watching the big screen in the bathrooms or whatever.
Yeah. If you're in the building, we count you as attendance.
You're in.
There we go.
You're in, yes. But we'll see where that goes. And it will involve a lot of money. Kind of like the Valley City State thing going D2. Involved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make some changes.
You're going to have to hire some people. Yeah. You're going to have to create positions.
And if I'm not mistaken, how did that vote in Fargo? I'm out of touch here. Mm-hmm. Weren't they going to do some things for the Fargo Dome?
They were.
Did that pass?
I don't think it got passed.
I don't think it did
no.
either. Okay. So we'll see where that all shakes loose. How about the Minnesota Vikings? Oh, my goodness. I was golfing on Sunday.
Okay.
Golfing with my other Paul mm-hmm. friend, my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a big Viking fan, bigger than me, I think. I've kind of lost, I've been a Viking fan too long. He hasn't been a Viking fan as long as I have, so he hasn't gone through the pain of four Super Bowl losses. Anyway, so we're golfing, and we've got it on the phone. We're watching, and
mm-hmm.
my golf game was better than the football game,
really?
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold really had four interceptions, but one was taken away because of a penalty, so he had three. Vikings win 12-7. Over Jacksonville.
Without Trevor Lawrence, and Mac Jones is their quarterback.
Vikings are now 7-2. Darnold, is he going to make it through the season?
Health-wise or just
I'm just mentally. Yeah. This guy, he scares me. He does.
Yeah.
I see a trend here all of a sudden.
All three of interceptions were he was trying to force it into Justin Jefferson.
I know.
One was tipped.
Which can happen.
Which can happen, but the other two, it's like he didn't even see the defender. One was a nice diving interception in the end zone.
Yeah,
but they're in the red zone. If you're gonna, you don't throw picks in the red zone.
Well, I think it was a interception bug this weekend. How about Jared Goff? Five, and they still win the game.
That frustrated me. I
know.
Houston was I thought Houston was going to take them, 23-7.
Then we're tied for the division lead.
We were, but not anymore.
Not anymore now.
Back behind them again.
Yeah, Lions 8-1, we're 7-2. But I think Goff is finally showing that he is human.
Mm-hmm. He had more interceptions than incompletions in the last three games. he's been playing out of his mind, and they're a good team.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. They're a good team, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready for the holidays?
Which one?
Well, you know, you see a lot of Christmas lights up already.
Don't even go there.
A lot of Christmas. I did climb the roof again.
Did you?
Yes, I had to put Christmas lights up. I always like to do it before the weather changes.
Yeah.
So we did that.
And see, that's why a lot of people do put their Christmas lights up around this time of year. Just to beat the snowfall. But no, I will be decorating the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I have company coming. My sister loves Christmas. She loves Thanksgiving or loves decorating. I will decorate my place the weekend of Thanksgiving. Okay. At least it's December 1st. At least I'm in the correct month.
Yeah. Well, some people like to do it too because they feel Christmas is so short. They like to extend it so they can enjoy more of the holiday spirit, I guess. Okay. Today in sports, you're going to like this one. 1892. Did we sail the ocean blue?
No, that was 1492. I was thinking that very same thing when you said that. I was thinking, oh my.
1892. Pudge Heffelfinger. Have you ever heard of that name? Pudge Heffelfinger receives $500 to become the first professional football player in the Allegheny Athletic Association's 4-0 win over the Pittsburgh Athletic Club.
4-0?
4-0. How do you get two safeties? Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
1892.
That's funny.
On this day, 1969, Minnesota's Harmon Killebrew voted AL MVP. Way to go, Harmon. I've got a few of his autographs.
Yeah.
1975. New York Mets' Tom the Terrific Seaver wins his third Cy Young Award, was a stud.
And he'd only been in the league maybe 6-7 years when he won the third one.
He was good. On this day, 1990, the body bag game. Remember this one? After the Eagles coach Buddy Ryan threatens beating Redskins so badly, they'll have to be carted off in body bags.
Well, he was one of the characters in the NFL.
The Eagles defense scores 3 touchdowns, winning 28-14, knocking 8 Redskins out of the game. I love it.
Oh, no.
They'd probably throw him in jail today, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Sports birthdays today. 1876. A name you might remember from a movie. Was born on this day, 1876, Archibald Moonlight Graham. American MLB baseball outfielder for the New York Giants. Played one game.
Mm-hmm.
How many at-bats? Did he have like 3? Or was it one?
Well, I think it was one.
It was in 1905.
Yeah.
He was a medical doctor and, of course, subject of Field of Dreams film. Born in North Carolina, died in 1965.
Played by Burt Lancaster.
Yeah, Moonlight Graham.
Can you name the other great athlete he played, Burt Lancaster portrayed in the movies?
Joe DiMaggio?
Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, Jim Thorpe.
Anyway.
Got it. Also born on this day, 1944. He's 79 today, still doing some sports casting. Miracle on Ice, American Football, Al Michaels, 79, still doing it.
Probably should retire, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's getting to that point.
Yeah.
On this day in 1961, Nadia Comăneci, a Romanian gymnast. Olympic gold. 5-time Olympic gold.
72?
76.
76, that's right. It was Olga Korbut was in 72.
Yeah. Born on this day, 1968. He's 55. Sammy Sosa, baseball player, Cubs. Born in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And on this day, 1970, speaking of mean girls.
Tanya Harding?
Yes. Tanya Harding is 53 today. All they say is an American figure skater. They don't say what she did.
They don't say anything else. It's American figure skater. Oh, boy.
We better talk North Dakota Army National Guard. I know you were trying to catch up with the recruiter.
Staff Sergeant Madison Schlager is our new recruiter here in town.
Well, Madison, we'll try to get you on here soon.
We'll get her on, talk a little bit about the Army National Guard. Of course, many service options available. You can be an enlisted soldier, a commissioned officer. Combined federal and state tuition assistance programs will cover up to 100% of tuition at North Dakota State-supported schools. Just give them a call at 1-800-GO-GUARD or locally 701-253-1030 or go to ndarmyguard.com.
And we're just coming off Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day yesterday and celebrated all over the country. I'm still into my book. I'm really into my book now, American Heroes.
Yep.
And it's a very interesting book. Good stuff. Good read. Very good read. People who did a lot of things that you wouldn't believe keep our country safe.
A little bit about it last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. So we're ready for some trivia.
Well, how about last week? That,
okay.
Before we get to that, one thing I forgot to mention on the local scene in the sports world is Valley City High School has hired a girls wrestling coach because they have enough now to have a full-fledged girls wrestling coach. And Mr. Miller, Tim Miller, was hired as the girls wrestling coach.
I saw that on your webpage, Times Record webpage. Yes, I saw that, I read that.
Well, of course, Carrington grad, Valley City State University, has been a volunteer assistant with the boys program for years and years and years.
Cool.
And he's been helping out the girls, now is full-fledged girls wrestling coach.
We're going to have girls wrestling.
We got girls wrestling. That we'll have this year. So he is the new wrestling coach. Congratulations to Tim. We might have to have him on.
I think so, too. That'd be nice to have him in.
To the season.
That would be nice. Well, we've moved our way into some trivia. Last week we had a trivia question. Let's see.
Because it was a Halloween one.
No. It was the one with the back in 1920. Chicago.
Oh, the Chicago Bears. What other team
that is still around?
One of the originals.
There are two. One was the Chicago Bears. The other one is what?
And they too were in Chicago.
At one time, yes. I think they were. And they were in St. Louis as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now in Arizona. Arizona Cardinals was the answer on that one. So here's another good one for you.
Okay.
But first, our trivia is brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent.
The agent with answers.
Oh, I know.
He's the man.
Got all the answers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to put all those eggs in one basket, you make sure you got to insure them. And Nodak Insurance Company is the place to go. Home, vehicle, business, collectibles, everything that you care about.
Golf carts.
The missus.
Boats. I don't have a boat, but.
Golf clubs. Anything.
Golf clubs, you've got
baseball cards.
Yeah. Snow cats is what they call them up north.
Yeah.
And snowmobiles here.
Down here.
Yeah.
But Chris Quilvang is the gentleman to give her a call at 845-2912. Nodak Insurance. Again, they are the agents with answers.
Basketball.
Hoops.
Here we go. Michael Jordan. We all know Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to play a little one-on-one against what other NBA player? Always wanted to play this guy, a little one-on-one. Who was that other NBA player?
Spud Webb?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would have been tough, probably. Spud could fly out of the gym.
He would have dunked.
Yeah. So that's our question this week. Michael Jordan always wanted to play a little one-on-one against what other NBA player?
Hmm.
You have an idea?
I don't.
Okay.
I was going to ask for hints, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, that's our trivia question this week, sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Mm-hmm. Words of wisdom. Make amends with those who have wronged you. Can you think of anybody?
Oh, yeah. I've got a list. Oh, yeah.
You sound like Santa Claus. I've got a list.
Oh, yeah. I got a list.
Here are the words. Here they are. Apologizing doesn't always mean that you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means that you value your relationships more than your ego.
Okay, married couples listening.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, I heard this the other day that, let's see, 30% of the time married couples disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that, did I say that right? Oh, I think that again. Maybe it was the other way around. 30% you were right, that you agree.
Right. 70%
of the time. 70%
of the time
you disagree.
You disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go with that. Yeah.
That sounds better. Okay.
Well, three words that always make a marriage last. You are right.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry. It's not I love you.
Well, that is our show. That's all she wrote for this week. Paul, any closing comments? I know.
Just remember, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. But the best way to find us and our past episodes, just go to toastandjam.com. That's where we have our trivia question as well. You can answer that on toastandjam.com. Of course, we'll have it on our website at Times Record Online here in a couple of hours after it gets dolled up by Mr. Kringley.
And our thoughts and prayers again going out to Joni Martin. Joni is still in Fargo. Haven't been able to get her over here yet. Her body's taking in a lot of fluids right now. She had the surgery that she did need. She's healing there. And hopefully in a few more days we can get her over to Valley City.
Talked with her daughter the other day. Yep. Talked with Sue at the
Sue,
bank.
Yeah.
And kind of gave me the lowdown on what was going on with Joni. So thoughts with her.
Nancy and I stopped in yesterday and said hi, and she seems to be in good spirits yet, so that's awesome. So get well, Joni.
Absolutely.
Okay. From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam, brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard, and our trivia sponsor again, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. A big thank you to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Thank you, Eric. Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now. Have a prosperous week.